Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello and good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, very loved, and very, very sexy people. Well, here we are, the second show of the new show. So welcome to all our new listeners that are finding me in all these amazing places that I'm showing up. And thank you to all those places for supporting this show and spreading the word. I want you to spread the word, too. So if you like the show, you know, Facebook it and tweet it and favor it and do all those things we do that I don't really know how to do, but I have a lot of good people do for me. So just to recap, I am quite an astute and correct channel. Yes, I'm also an actress and a movie star. That's my other life, and I think it served this life, quite frankly, because in all my work as an actress, I've learned to open myself up, get out of the way, and let the character come through. And that's very much what you do when you channel. I always thought I channeled my characters because I don't really study or break down a part when I work on it. So that's why on September 19th from 7 to 9, I'm going to be doing a two-hour webinar on channeling. That's where we all get together for 2 hours. I bring in and we bring in the highest information around channeling and how to do it and how to access the highest information and any and all information we're going to want. So that's September 19th from 7 to 9. You can sign up at imdwallace.com. And I thought it would be really nice for my new show to offer all of my listeners that are following me on Thursdays a free gift. So I'm going to do it. If you go to the home, well, actually the webinar page, well, actually I'm going to give you a link, okay? It's for a two-hour on-camera webinar I did called The Gift, and it breaks down all the creation process for you in a really beautiful, fun way. You can see me doing one-on-one healing work in this also. So if you go to imdwallace.com, imdwallace.com/gift, you can receive free this two-hour webinar. And you're going to love it. We have a lot of fun, but there's amazing information in all the webinars that are on my website. So please join me for participating in my free gift to you. Call the gift. Creation Station is posted at IMD Wallace. Creation Station is the entire first training on how to do all of my work. Would like to invite everybody to come to the ULC in San Diego November 9th, 10th, and 11th. If you have not ever participated in a United Lightworkers conference, you are missing one of the events of your life. We have so much fun. You will definitely see me get down and dancing. And some amazing speakers, amazing vendors. We just have one big party. Starting on Friday night and going through Saturday and Sunday. I am one of the keynotes there. And if there's any way you can make it, guys, you want to choose that experience for yourself. And Jennifer McLean's Healing with the Masters program is starting 27 amazing healers. It's free. I'm one of them. And, you know, I've been a big, huge supporter of Jennifer McLean, and she of me, from the beginning. So any of those direct links to sign up, you can find on my e-blast. If you want to receive my weekly email, please let me know at imdwallace. There's some invaluable information on there every week. And I always write about the up-and-coming stuff that's going on. So there's a lot of stuff at IMD Wallace you're going to like, free pendulum classes and creating yourself after loss, which is a free seminar. And don't miss the past life regression. And you can order my books there also. So I want to get to the information for today because that's why you called, right? A lot of stuff still coming in on paradoxes, guys. And basically, a paradox is a no-win situation. It's when you're not in agreement with yourself. So a paradox could be, I have to go right, but there's only left. Those would be two differing belief systems where you would be not in agreement with yourself. Or I have to create me as the God I am, but I can never be God because that's what I was taught. That's a paradox because that means then you can't create yourself. So there's a lot up about paradoxes right now. And a big piece of information came in yesterday during a private session that we can come together now and release all the physical, mental, and emotional synapses and pathways that have been established and fill them up now, fill the void of releasing any conflicting belief systems within our physical, mental, and emotional because, of course, we've been doing it spiritually. So we're coming together. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. That's how we release the energy and implant the positive that we want. When we come from divine love, everything's done. So we want divine love to fill the void of everything that we are releasing right now, and we're releasing a lot. People are releasing themselves through death. We're releasing relationships. We're releasing health issues or stuck energy, because that's what creates your health issues, is when you are not in agreement with yourself and you're fighting yourself within, then the energy gets stuck, and ultimately your heart closes down and dis-ease is what, if you don't address it, could be the final analysis of that. And a lot about love, guys. And I just want to say for our new listeners, when you hear me claim the symbol, it stands for an amazing formula that was downloaded over 3 years ago to us through the channel, but we were just given just a couple of months ago permission to release it and let it out. What the symbol and the formula does, they expand exponentially out any of your positive direction. And they do that because it's not limited with any kind of words. Our words are very limited. Even the word love is very limited. So that's what the symbol is all about. Ooh, and I just got some great jewelry, which I have to take a picture of and get it up on the site. But I want to read you a little bit today. I don't usually read to you, but today I'm going to, and it's from the book Dying to Be Me by Anita Moorjani, because all of our work, and you know I've always said that the basis of our work is loving yourself, and I end every show with love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. It's the most important thing you can do for creation. Anita Moorjani had to die to get the message that we've been talking about for years here. And I want you to hear what she said. It's all very well for me to talk about healing after I've experienced it. She cured herself from, I mean, literally, she died from cancer and came back and released it. Or for me to tell you to just trust and let go, letting the flow of life take over. But when you're going through a really low period, it's difficult to do, or even to know where to begin. However, I think the answer is simpler than it seems, and it's one of the best-kept secrets of our time, the importance of self-love. I can't stress enough how important it is to cultivate a deep love affair with yourself. I don't recall ever being encouraged to cherish myself. In fact, it would have never occurred to me to do so. It's commonly thought of as being selfish, and I'm adding, and egotistical. But my near-death experience allowed me to realize that this was the key to my healing. I understood that to be me is to be love, and this is the lesson that saved my life. I didn't have to try to become someone else in order to be worthy. I already am all that I could attempt to be. Similarly, when we know we are love, we don't need to work at being loving toward others. Instead, we just have to be true to ourselves, and we can become instruments of loving energy, which touches everyone we come into contact with. Being love also means being aware of the importance of nurturing my own soul, taking care of my own needs, and not putting myself last. This allows me to be true to myself at all times and to treat myself with total respect and kindness. It also lets me view what may be interpreted as imperfections and mistakes with no judgment, seeing only opportunities to experience and to learn with unconditional love. Realizing that I am love was the most important lesson I learned, allowing me to release all fear, and that's the key that saved my life. And I'm saying to you, whether you are spiritually challenged right now, physically challenged, emotionally challenged, the key is releasing the fear, releasing the resistance, so that you can move into loving yourself, celebrating yourself, and knowing the magnificence of who you are. Because you know what? I know it. I know it about all of you. And I want you to know it, because it's freedom, guys. It is just pure, beautiful freedom. Now, I thought I was going to the calls. Oh, okay. So the channel is saying around everything that we've talked about, we are claiming the symbol, and I am divine love. And we are reading this statement, and this statement is on the 5 sheets that I work with, that are available on the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace. When we read these words, know that, or we refer to the masculine, feminine, and child statement. This is literally directing the synapses and neural pathways in our brain to adopt this new information. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, and child, and the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the hole, also known as the brain. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights and the golden light. I am whole. I'm God. And so it is, baby cakes. And let's just come together, and then I'm going to the callers. Let's all come together and state that our clear intention is to connect with the highest information and knowledge from the world of all possibilities and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is our intention and commitment to serve ourselves, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in this way. And so it is. Okay, we're going to the callers. And Miss Susan from Niagara Falls, you're on the air. What's up?
Thank you. I knew you were going to come to me first.
Well, that's because you called in first, baby.
I'm magnificent, Dee. I love myself so much. I've stepped through that door that you kept saying, now I'm going to step through the door. I'm going to go through that door. Well, I did. And I started my new business.
Oh, great.
In the process of, I'm right now online with a program that I can buy to help provide a way to write a proposal for grants because money is, you know, going to be needed. And I'm going to be on Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres. I've already seen that.
Okay. So, Susan, my pendulum went to no from the first time you started talking. So that just means there's something that needs to be brought into wholeness about all of this.
Okay. All right.
Because we all know that we can say the words, and the words are easy, and the words are important because the words claim, you're staking your claim, do you understand? And you have to stake
yes.
your claim before the universe can give you your new land. All right? So let's find out what needs to be brought into wholeness here. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. All right, it didn't balance. So we're claiming the masculine, feminine, and child. Now it balanced. Okay, now am I going on? All right, so we're going to the sheets. Yes, first sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 5, 6. Okay, they're taking me to the statement, I accept that I am the creation of all creation. When I say those are the highest words, I get a no. I accept that I am the creator of my own creation. Those still aren't the highest words. So I'm claiming the symbol, I am divine love again. I am the creator. Do I need any more words? Okay. I am the creator. There's something, and boy, this is for all of us, because, guys, August has been a time of clearing out. There's been a lot of trauma going on, a lot of upheaval in our lives going on. And it's all good. I want you to know it's all good. September is a time of integration. It's a time of bringing everything into stabilization. And then October is, what they're saying right now, instant manifestation if everything's in alignment. So in order for us to truly own our power, we have to, all of us, be on board with accepting that we're the creator of us. So there is a paradox going on within Susan, and for those new listeners, anything you hear on the show is yours. If it's shared on the show, you've got to know you attracted this to listen to it, and therefore this is for you also. So I want to know what the paradox is around knowing that I am the creator. Sheets, book. Give me a song, Susan.
Yeah. Give me a moment. Wow. Twinkle, twinkle, little star?
Okay.
I don't know why that one came in, but that's
well,
it.
Because it's about hoping and wishing. Not knowing.
Okay.
Okay?
I see.
So basically you're saying I have to know for me to totally have all the wholeness on board of me, I have to know I'm God. I have to know I'm the creator of me. And I have to hope and wish that that's true for me to do it. Therefore, I am never knowing and accepting that I'm the creator because I'm always hoping and wishing that I am. And that, obviously, create stuck energy, it also is saying it enhances you not seeing clearly the God that you are, because we're all still hoping, and they're giving me that other song, hoping and wishing and dreaming, you know, that it's all going to come true. And we have to claim right now that our intention and our knowing is that this is over the rainbow. You know, if happy little bluebirds fly someday, so, you know, I'm going to fly over the rainbow. The rainbow's here. We're flying over it now. There is no future. There is only this moment of now. And in this moment of now, we accept and know that we are the creator of the creation of us right now. And so it is. Wow, what a huge thing to bring in at the beginning of the show, Susan, especially for the new listeners. So in other words, you know what that sounds like on a more mundane level is I take full responsibility for me. I am the only one that can choose a thought, choose an emotion, and choose to let go of whatever I want to let go of and choose something that I want more. I'm the only one. So I take responsibility as the God of me to create that. And so it is. And that's why you called in, baby, and that was a big thing. Thank you so much.
Is that why I just created that painting of a gull flying over the rainbow?
Yeah, I get a yes, because you were trying to tell yourself through your art. It's done. It's done, Susan. But you've got to know it's done in order for it to be done. Do you understand? If you don't acknowledge that it's done, guys, you're still hoping and wishing.
Okay, so I know that I am the creator.
Let's claim the symbol, and I am divine love around it. There it goes, because it was a little bit on the abyss there. So just the wholeness of Susan is coming forward, and that's what your claim is. That's what your focus is. Keep bringing yourself back to that, okay, till it's just at the tipping point, and it just is. Got to move on, sweetheart. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Carolyn in California. Hi, you're on.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You sound wonderful.
Fabulous, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. It's I am doing a lot of releasing and there's wonderful things happening, and I'm just wondering what Spirit has to say about that. What else I should do, or if I'm on the path.
Well, you know, they say that if you ask the question, you already know the answer.
Right.
So I'm deferring to you. What do you know, Carolyn?
Okay. All right.
Are you or not?
I am on the path.
Do you know that being on the path is being there?
Just being in the now?
In other words, it's not about the destination. The journey is what it's about.
Yes.
So if you're on the path, Carolyn, you're there.
Okay.
And the path keeps going, and the path keeps unfolding. And the path walks you into a broader understanding and exploration, but it's the same path. And so if you're walking the path, you're there, and you're where you're supposed to be. They're correcting me before I even say this. I started to say it's the people that aren't even walking the path, but they're going, no, everybody's walking the path. It's our judgment that they're not walking the path and as good as we are, or the right path that we're walking, and that's not true. Everybody is here just to explore energy. Do you understand? We're here to explore energy and understand and practice the creation that we were given free will to participate in the creation of that energy. So if they're walking a path where they're angry all the time and they keep seeing people, they see a world that doesn't love them, that's no better or worse than the path that we're walking, because it's all God, it's all one energy, whatever term you're comfortable with, divine love, it's all the same energy, do you understand? And we're all practicing with it in different ways. So some people came back to practice being homeless and what that meant in their creation of energy. Some of us came back to be light workers to see what that means and how powerful we can create with energy when we truly know we're the creators. So there's no judgment of ourselves. We're not giving ourselves a grade card.
No.
And that's kind of what your question was about, right? Am I making an A in this? And what
it
do
is,
you want you to know,
that,
my
yeah,
beautiful
no, what
person?
Happened is I've been given wonderful opportunities, and I have been stepping forward in teaching and so forth. It's just this hesitance that is sometimes still there. That
okay, then that's really your question, Carolyn.
Yes. Yes,
that's
that is more my question.
Your question. All right, good. Now, I want you to see that's our challenge, is talking, writing, thinking enough to stand back and get clear about what we really want. That's one of our biggest challenges, because most people, I swear to God to you, my beautiful person, I can ask them for 10 minutes, well, what do you want? Well, I don't want to worry about money anymore. Uh-huh. Well, what do you want? Well, I don't want to be so stressed out about money. Uh-huh. Well, what do you want? They will take 10 minutes of telling me what they don't want, because we are trained to think in those ways.
Right.
So what you're telling me that I'm hearing is that you want to know.
Yes, I want to be clear.
You want to know and be clear that you're ready to take your power out into the world in every way.
Yes.
To be your authentic self in every way. And I want to speak to that a moment, because it's really important, guys. You know, we've all been taught since we were knee-high to a grasshopper, as my grandma used to say. And to become what society says we need to be. That is not being your authentic self. When I started this work, people said, well, Dee, nobody's going to believe you're a channel. You're an actress. You don't roll your eyes back. You don't start talking in a weird voice, you know. And you also say, holy hell, and all that kind of stuff. How can you be a healer? And I'm telling you that that is authentically who I am. That I absolutely know I can have a glass of wine, say holy hell, enjoy sex, and be an awesome channel at the same time. And that is authentically who I am. And that, Carolyn, is what they're inviting you to do right now.
Okay.
Is be authentic. You're funny, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. But you think you can't be funny so much in your work. Why is that?
Actually, in my work when I'm teaching classes, I use humor a lot, because it tends to set people more at ease, so they can open up more.
Oh, absolutely!
If you catch them with a joke or whatever, and they start laughing, and go, "Oh yes, I know," you know.
Yeah.
So humor is it's I just feel that I need to be stepping forward more. And I'm not...
Yes, but you see, you're not looking at that as fun. You're not teaching yourself.
Right.
You're not doing yourself what you're teaching.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Highest, most correct, most complete. That's what you called in to get, that information.
Yes.
So can you just laugh at yourself when you go, oh, my God, I'm a little afraid to put my toe out there in that water?
Right.
I'm telling you guys, when you catch yourself in your BS, start laughing. You know, Carolyn, it will shift you faster than anything else. We've made this creation process way too serious.
Yes.
All right. So the channel is saying you're being invited to look at stepping out as fun.
Okay.
How much fun can Carolyn? Well, I'm hearing okay, but I'm not hearing a lot of fun. So can I have a big woohoo?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
let's go.
How about, I feel good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, can everybody on this call can hear the difference in the vibration in your voice already? Can you feel it?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I can.
Now, that's how easy it is to bring yourself up.
Okay.
So whenever you think of taking yourself out there, taking yourself out there in a really racy little cat costume while you're saying, I feel good, okay?
I don't
know why they gave me my costume from E.T., but somehow cats and costumes for you, I don't know. There's a plug in there. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is such an important lesson for everybody, guys. Joy, happiness, that's what creates. If you're making this work, you're, well, choosing a path that's harder. All right, we're going to Miss Janice in Utah. Hi, Baby Cakes, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Hi, I'm having some crazy family medical stuff going on, and I know you're not a doctor, but my husband's got this extreme bloody nose. Been going for hours. We're at the hospital, but they can't figure out what it is. I was wondering if you could give me an idea.
Yeah, listen, before you even said it's been going on for hours and you're at the hospital, these are the words I heard, get it checked. So, yes, I'm not a doctor. The channel is very willing to give you information about energetically, physically, emotionally, and mentally, and spiritually what's behind this. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're going to the balance of masculine, feminine, and child statement, but we're not supposed to read it around this yet anyway. So what that tells me is it's an imbalance somewhere hormonally. Now, hormonally, when I say that's the highest word, I get a no. So our hormones, well, they're taking me right to testosterone. Now, when I say physical testosterone, I get a no. So it's okay, these are the highest words. Power through rage. What does that mean with him? Is he angry?
I think so. This last year in October, he has congestive heart failure, and now he has a defibrillator, and
I think he's
angry because his family is extreme LDS, and he loves and appreciates that, but it's not fulfilling to him, so that makes him not a good person.
Well, no, let's
stop. That's what I'm thinking he's thinking.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking, because nobody or no thing can create you other than you unless you let them through your reaction and your involvement with them. Rage is the highest word. What's his blood pressure?
It's high. He's on blood pressure medication.
Yeah. Okay. So, you see, again, if we don't address the anger and the rage within us, the energy gets stuck, and we start creating things like high blood pressure, hypertension, high cholesterol, pretty much any and every disease, they're saying. Because our heart centers close down. We stop using our light. We stop directing our light, creating. We forget that we're the gods that we are, and we lock ourselves into struggle, and we get pissed off, and here we are. So anger and rage, do I need any other words? Well, I'm with you on this one, and I'm loving you for bringing this in. And back to what I talked about in the very beginning, for all physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, and dimensional levels within us, for all those synapses and neural pathways in any of those areas that relate to rage and anger, we are coming forward to release the rage and anger now. It is our clear direction and commitment to the gods of us that we choose to allow all anger and rage to drop away, to be released, and in the void we fill it up with divine love, with open hearts, with knowing unconditionally that love is the highest creative force on this earth. And so it is.
So it is, and yahoo.
Woohoo indeed. And now we're claiming, I'm not going to read the whole thing because you've already heard it once, but just hold the intention that we're claiming that masculine, feminine, and child, which implants the new in our brains and in our neural pathways and synapses, and so it is. Anything else? Okay. So, really, Janice, he's dealing with his body going, you've got to let go of this anger. But, you know, he's got the physical manifestations of it now, so he's going to have to deal with them, baby.
And can I just, I thought, for my part, maybe I could just make him laugh and get him to dance. Or is there more than that that I can do?
No, that would be quite amazing. If you can lighten him up in any way, yeah. I doubt he's going to get up and dance at the hospital, dude. But
no, but maybe, I mean, work on it when we're at home.
Yeah.
Somehow. Does he have to recognize that, or can he just laugh and release it?
And actually, he's saying this is going to be a big wake-up call for him, so his energy is going to be more open to doing that now. Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, guys, let's know that we don't have to die to learn that loving ourselves is important, and we don't have to create high blood pressure and nosebleeds and strokes and all that to get the message that we need to release our anger and move into love. You see, it's all about love. It's a show about love. They told me that yesterday. Thank you for calling, darling, and we will hold him in the light.
Can I ask you a really quick question? There was a big thing in the sky in Utah over Kanab. A bunch of people took pictures of it. And to you, what was it?
Well, I think you know the answer to that. We're being visited a lot now.
But they blew it up. They say they shot it with a missile. And my heart, it's going to make me cry.
Okay, well,
pretending it wasn't.
Janice?
Yeah.
You know, you got to stand back.
Okay.
And know what we know. It's all energy. It's all energy. So.
Okay.
Is there any bad or good or horrible? No, there's not. There's an exploration into fear that's going on.
And is this kind of, you know, you were talking about earlier, so is this maybe kind of like some people, some of us have to, this is something for experiences that someone chose to experience these things?
And, guys, the greatest thing you can do on behalf of this planet is when you see something like that or you read about Africa or Libya, you know, or instead of going, oh, my heart is just going to – no, you do the work. Go, okay, I'm balancing whatever energy. Sergeant, we're not balancing energy anymore. We're claiming wholeness. We're claiming the wholeness of love around all of this. My intention is to put the wholeness of love around whatever this fear was back out into the world. That's the highest way we can serve, not to get into the victimness of all of us, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, darling. Love you.
Thank you.
And we hold your husband in light and hope he's better. Keep me posted. Okay, we're going to Miss Suzanne in Ireland. Hello, lovely. How are you?
Hey, Dee. I'm doing okay. I'm riding the waves of challenge, but
yes,
I can
we all
feel.
Are, darling.
Yeah, but it's. I like that I'm riding the waves of it because there's a lightness to that instead
yes,
of.
Indeed.
That's what it feels like to me, even though there's lots going on.
Keeping it pretty well balanced, dude.
Yeah, it's exciting because it feels part of the expansion
for
me.
You bet.
And one thing from Monday's, I listened to Monday's show and really wanted to thank whoever brought up the part about commitment, really standing in commitment, because I realized there was a workshop I wanted to do and no one was coming, and I was asking, and I thought, so after I listened to commitment, I thought, I'm committing to doing this work as part of my gift to the world at this time. And after I met, 15 minutes later, there were two people signing up.
I'm telling you, guys, this is one of the most important cornerstones of the creation process. You've got to commit first. And most of us go, oh, well, how can I and should I? And I can't possibly imagine how I could do this. And yada, 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 yada. Commit first. Do you understand when they went out during the gold rush? They had to make their way out there and put a stake in the ground before they could go do the paperwork to own the land. You can't get the land without the stake, without the commitment. Whatever it is in your life you want, commit, and then the world starts showing up for you.
Well, then I also had the flash, you can commit. I committed fully to self-love. I mean, I had the flash of using commitment for everything.
Yes. Oh, you bet. Commitment to the gods we are, commitment to loving ourselves unconditionally, commitment to divine love, commitment to health and wellness, commitment to more than enough money in our lives so that we can enjoy and play and be happy, you know, in the experiences that we want to do. Does money, you know, do we have to have money to be happy? No. But money sure as hell doesn't make you unhappy unless you have a belief that supports that. Money is just energy for you to use. So we're committing to divine right relationships, relationships that serve us and honor us and support us in every way, including the relationship with ourselves. This is, I love you for bringing this in, Suzanne, and reminding us of all of this. So around everything of the wholeness that we are, we're claiming the wholeness and committing to the wholeness of the ease and the effortless and the joy of knowing that we're God, accepting that we're God, and experiencing our lives as the creation process that we are and that we want, and so it is. Wow, are there any? My Baptist preacher came out there a little bit, but thank you, Suzanne. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it just felt strong. The other quick question I had, I'm here in the cold waters of Ireland, and there's a bottlenose dolphin that comes in that I've actually been able to swim with, and I feel like there's something just so profound. that that my mind doesn't understand, and it seemed to fit in with the whole channel, you know, being aware.
Yes, well,
expanding my awareness so I understand.
Okay, well, that's an oxymoron. That's your paradox. Is
oh yeah,
you have to let go of understanding to be an open channel.
Yeah,
you can't need to understand. I mean, you heard that masculine, feminine, and child statement I read. I still don't fully understand it. But I know it was given to me, and it's the truth. And if you really want to be a complete and whole channel, you have to open yourself up to all possibilities. You know what's just coming in? Oh, she went off the air, I think.
No, I'm here.
No, you're here. The thing that was shot up in the sky, it's all about the fear of 9/11. So let's come together and claim the wholeness around the fear of 9/11, which is interesting that it's coming in from a caller in Ireland since it was on American soil. But it touched the world. If somebody can do that to America, you know, we're like all kind of going to hell in a handbasket, that kind of thing. And there's still a lot of fear, and oh my God, we'll never forget, and we've got to remember, and all that dramatic stuff that we go through every 9/11. But the fear is permeating us, and we are claiming the wholeness around that, and we are directing divine love around it all. And so it is. Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much for that information you brought in.
Oh, thank you, Dee.
Much love. And we're going to Miriam in California.
Hi.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Gosh. Well, I feel great right now, but yeah, so
well,
just
you know
hello.
What? It's okay if you feel great all the time now.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, because that's where you're going. There's an expectation, Miriam, that it's all going to go away. You know? And, guys, again, let me be very clear. We chose to come to work with physical matter. That's why we're on this plane. Okay. Challenges are going to happen, Miriam. They are. Right. It's what you do with them that keeps you feeling good. It's not. And, you know, the interesting part is that when you always bring yourself back to wholeness and balance and love, then your life starts getting a lot easier and things just start getting delivered to you. That's true. But you have to stake your claim first and say, I'm committed to being the wholeness of love around everything, no matter what. And don't tell me, you guys, that you can't do it, because I've just walked through it for 2 months. And there's not a reason in hell I should have stayed in love, and I did. So I know you can do it. I know you can. And that's why I got to experience it. There's really nothing else, Miriam, except that little part of you that's holding you in that paradox where you're arguing against yourself that you can always be happy. So if you're thinking, you know, well, I have to keep trying, and I have to go out of happiness so I can come back into happiness so that I know I'm happy. You can see the paradox, can't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, stop it or I'll bury you in a box.
Okay, don't do that. I will.
No, you've seen the Bob Newhart thing, right, that I'm referring to?
No.
Oh, you haven't. Okay. All right. You've got to go on YouTube. I've put it on several e-blasts. And look up Bob Newhart. And you'll find it. It's brilliant, and it's the best funny rendition and message that I've ever heard about. If you don't want something, choose something else. So choose to know, and direct you as the God of Miriam to know and be always in choice of your own happiness. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
And so it is, baby cakes.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, oh, it's an Ireland day. We're going to miss Anita. Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Hi, Dee. Great to talk to you. Great show.
Thank you. Yes, you guys always create one along with
and
me. Yes.
I must thank you also for putting me in touch with Suzanne, because we've been in touch since you put us in touch, and we did some great work for Ireland.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, I get a big yes on that you did.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. It was wonderful. My question today is, what is the highest thing that I need to know around support and trust in my relationships and in my spine, in my back?
Okay, well, they're taking me to the spine and the back first. I'm not a doctor, but they're saying you're trying to hold yourself up. You're trying so hard to hold yourself up. Am I going to because? And then I'm going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet. We're going to the genetic list. The genetic list is a list of subjects that we hold beliefs in genetically. Now, genetic, remember, on one of the amazing shows in the last 2 weeks, genetic, we learned, it comes from the root word genesis, which is the beginning. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a familial genetic thing. So we're going here, 1 through 5, 1. Well, we're putting genetic relationships and religion together.
Right.
Okay. And now we're going to a core belief here. 1, 2, 5. 1. The first one is I can never be God. So that means I can never be the creator of my own relationship with myself and my relationships with others.
Oh.
This is passed down to you through your mother's side. And the beginning goes back pretty much to the beginning of Anita. So I'm assuming that you were raised Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. Somewhere in your religious upbringing, you got, you know what, you don't have any dominion over relationships, and you don't have any dominion over your relationship with the God that you are. Is that true? Is it resonating?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So that means, and they're showing me again, this is just something new that they've started showing me, a heart with a little tiny dark place at the bottom of it. There's just that little tiny place, Anita, that's still there, that's not on board in the wholeness of your open heart and divine love. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of this, and it's everybody, so everybody stay conscious and do their own, okay, intention and work, that we are committed to knowing that I am the creation of me in the relationship with me, and therefore I create my relationships with everyone else. And we're coming to a close, but I want to say this to you, Anita, you must list what you want. You keep looking at what keeps showing up that you don't want, but you have not staked your claim in what you want.
Yes.
Be brave and ask for everything that you want, darling. You can have it, but you were never taught that. So you have to teach yourself that. You're the God that has to now give yourself permission. Do you understand?
I do. That's
okay.
Super deep. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Is there
you.
Anything else? And everything's claimed? Yes. Thank you, darling, for that. So, again, you see, what do you have to do in order to create that? You have to love yourself, guys. It's all about love. Know and choose to be the experience of your own magnificence and your own amazement. That's what it's all about. I'm so sorry I didn't get to the other callers. If you would like to join us Monday night on the Awakening Zone also, We have an hour and a half on that show, and you're more than welcome. Just, again, go to imdwallace.com, imdwallace.com, and you can find your way to any of the shows. And everywhere they play, they are on iTunes also for your perusal. Remember, guys, everybody on this call, and you know what? Anybody that you, any friend that you want to share this work with, this would be a great gift. So you go to imdwallace.com/gift, and you will be able to get this wonderful webinar that we're offering. And the next 2 hour when we get together is on channeling, September 19th from 7 to 9. Until then, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. Love yourself as much as I love you. You're going to be doing just fine. Many blessings.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.